Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
It is Grimmy here, in for Mills till 7 o'clock tonight. Hello to Jess and Dyson, who've been on to say, Dyson, what a name. Me and my mum were on the way back from Kent Open Day. It was quite lush. Catherine has been on to apologise. Is that my phone? Should I turn my phone off? Usually I don't get reception. But today I have, for some reason. Catherine's been on to say, I want to say hello to my mother, for just having a bit of a tantrum before. Say it to us. You can't do it via radio. So she's like, oh, forget it. You called me the B word and you hit me around the face with a spoon, but don't worry. I got a shout out on the radio. Say it to her properly. Hello to Lisa in Brighton, who's at work, and hello to Lucy on the way back from a campus visit at Leeds Uni. Not a camp visit to Leeds. Hiya. Said it was amazing. Currently on the M1. Hi. I think my favourite message today, though, has come from a man who's left his name off. He says, hey, Nick, I just want to say happy birthday to my fiancée, Claire. She's very nice. We're on the way back from Go Ape. Now, we think Go Ape is that thing that is kind of like a children's playground, but for adults. So you do, like, monkey swings and you climb up trees. Would you want to go there ever? Imagine him saying to his wife, like, or future wife, happy birthday. I've got quite a surprise for you. Get ready. She's put a nice dress on, matching shoes, bit of lip gloss, got her handbag ready. We're going to Go Ape! Oh, not afternoon tea then. No, not shopping for a wedding ring. No, climbing trees in a hard hat. Oh, I love you. Can't wait to get married. Ties in quite well with our hashtag for today, which is totes in a props. Now, Russell Kane gave us this one when we were up in Edinburgh, myself and Scott, doing our festival, our cabaret show that we did at the Edinburgh Festival. And every night we got a comedian to do a hashtag, and you helped us sort of work with that hashtag so they make the comedians a little bit more funny. Even though Russell Kane's won many awards and didn't like the idea, we forced him to do it. Today, our hashtag will be totes in a props. That is, I think that's totes in a props, to take your fiancé, who you want to marry, the love of your life, to climb a tree. Sort of thing that you might see if you ever see like an old lady at a seaside sort of eating a hot dog seductively. That's totes in a props.
Podcast.
Emily has been on in Essex. Our hashtag this afternoon is totes in a props. Russell Kane gave us this one when me and Scott were up in Edinburgh a while back. Totally inappropriate things. Emily, now, I don't like what we're about to talk about. It's something that I really don't like. I mean, obviously I do it, but I don't like anybody else doing it. I don't even like doing it. Emily in Essex. First time I met my husband's parents, I couldn't stop farting really loudly at the dinner table. Totes inappropriate. That is completely inappropriate. At any table, because you've got many levels of inappropriateness. You've got the parents, you've got the table, you've got the loudness, and it's your potential husband back then. Dirty Emily in Essex. Whilst on holiday recently, actually, my friend, who will remain nameless until probably after the story, in about 30 seconds. We were all on the couch. One night we got in, we're at this house that we rented, and he's got this like horrible thing that he does with his girlfriend where he sort of rubs and massages her toes. And I was like, ugh, gross. Why is she into having her feet touched by him in public? And why is he into touching like a big toe that's been sweating all day in Mallorca? Horrible. So he sits down and I can see with his arm it's a going, the toe rubbing's about to begin. Does it for ages as well, like 40 minutes at a time. Gets in, there's a few minutes in, I can see his arm going, rubbing the toe. Not rubbing his girlfriend's toe, but rubbing his girlfriend's friend's husband's. Well, the husband's just sat there like, oh, lovely. Just thought he was really relaxed. Totes in a probe.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
After six, we're going to be joined by a mystery guest. I'm quite concerned that I'm going to be terrified of them or starstruck. But hopefully it'll be just, you know, sort of middle ground and I don't really care. Very soon, we're off to Stupid Street to find out what the residents of Stupid Street think is their biggest fear ever. Now, I've never been to Stupid Street. I feel like I could move in there, though, after the day I've had. I could fully be like the mayor of Stupid Street. Kaylee has been on with our totes in a probe. She said, sending a kiss on an email to your boss. This happens to me all the time with texts. I text the one that doesn't speak recently, And I think I might have even done double kiss. Sometimes I forget if I'm talking to someone and I'll just like be half looking at the phone, write it, and it's like kiss, kiss, kiss to like your accountant. They're like, whoa. He really doesn't want to pay that tax. Ellie in London, today I saw a man on the tube eating a peach. Peach is far too a juicy fruit to eat on public transport. And what did he plan to do with the stone? It's a good question. That is an inappropriate fruit, I think. All over his face and hands. Horrible. My friend asked my ex out the same night I dumped her, says Gary in Bristol. That's just lads, though, isn't it? Lisa, totes in a props. The first time my now husband stayed over after we had a bit of a cuddle, we'll say. He high-fived me. As long as he didn't go, yes! I was sick. Sarah from London asked her students to vajazzle her with their work. But she actually meant, no, bedazzle your work and then hand it in, not vajazzle me with the work. That is totes in a props. That is a Daily Mail scoop waiting to happen. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, last night on the review show, Nihal was joined by Dappy. He's got a brand new single out. It's called No Regrets. It's all about Dappy off of N-Dubs having no regrets whatsoever. So he says he's got no regrets. He probably should. Surely there's a few sartorial choices that he should regret and maybe a few other incidents. If anyone's seen the trouserless pictures on the internet, you know what I'm talking about. Although, you know, to be fair, it's quite nice. But what do the regrets of stupid... Well, that didn't make any sense. What do the people of Stupid Street regret most in their lives? Claire?
Hi.
Hi, you okay?
Yep.
What's going on? Where are you, Claire?
I'm heading home from work, somewhere between Belfast and Lisburn, I think.
Okay. How was work today?
That was good. That was okay.
Yeah, what do you do for works?
I'm an accountant.
Oh, okay. It's quite serious. Quite serious.
Yeah, serious and boring.
Yeah. Seriously boring. Yeah. What is, what's your biggest regret ever?
I don't know. That's a big question. I don't know.
It's a big question, isn't it?
What's yours?
My biggest regret ever?
Yeah.
I've no idea. It's going to take some time ever. Because obviously, if it's your biggest regret ever, we've got to put some thought into it.
Exactly.
Smooth Talking Dan has asked five people what their biggest regret in their whole of their lives is down on Stupid Street. We're going to hopefully win some Scott Mills points if you can guess any of their answers. What do you think the residents of Stupid Street really regret? Just give us anything. You have to guess. Should you get them just to guess one? If you get one, we'll give you 20 Scott Mills points. So what do you think the people on Stupid Street have regretted?
Stupid Street, they should probably regret answering the question that they're asked before we play it on the radio, but maybe, I don't know, shaving their heads or dyeing their hair or something.
Okay, so some sort of... We'll broaden that out to haircuts.
Yeah, some sort of, like, look thing or a tattoo or something.
Okay, so haircut or tattoo?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, okay. That's just actually reminded me. That's probably my two biggest regrets there.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there. Having what I thought at the time was cool. Hey, how about I have a star tattooed on my ankle? Not a good idea. Big regret.
No.
How about I bleach my hair blonde? Not good. Not a massive look either, because I've got a bright red face. So it just brought that out more. It wasn't a good look, Claire. So there we go. They're probably my biggest regrets there. Old starry on the ankle and the bleach blonde stage, which lasted all of...
The bleach blonde stage is gone now, so that's okay.
That's gone. That's gone. But the tattoo is coming off.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Weirdly, obviously, tattoos never do come off, but I went to such a good high-end tattooist, of course, that it's now falling off with my foot. So that's fine. We're going to see... Well, you said haircut and tattoo, so maybe I'll say... I'm going to say marriage or relationship.
Why? You can't say that.
Why?
Well, OK. Well, I suppose it doesn't work then. OK, yeah, fair enough.
Maybe, because someone could have got married and then could have been a nightmare.
Changed their mind.
You know, you could marry someone and then find out they're a cross-dresser. What a regret. Should have just asked them before.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say marriage or relationship. You're saying haircut of tattoo. Let's go down to Stupid Street and see what some of their biggest regrets were.
What's your name?
Lily.
Lily. What is the biggest regret of your life?
Okay, I was at Festival and I got too drunk and I missed Metronomy and I was really mad because I was too drunk to watch them.
Biggest regret ever. What's your name?
James.
What is your biggest regret of your life?
That's a really hard question. Oh, okay. Like, if I was, like, obviously this is one of them things where, like, when you're younger, you don't really, like, when I was, like, six, I didn't know that property prices were, like, I would have got my parents to buy loads of property when they were, like, younger, and then we'd have been rich.
Your biggest regret is when you were six, not buying a load of houses.
I should have invested it, but I spent it on, like, toys and sweets and stuff.
What's your name?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Yeah.
Okay, Sasha. What is the biggest regret of your life?
Ooh, not travelling the world, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah, although I'm doing it now.
What's your name?
Malte.
Yes. Where are you from?
I'm from Germany.
What is your biggest regret?
I shouldn't have run to the supermarket at 3 o'clock at night and didn't find the way back. That was a bad idea.
Was that last night?
Yes.
And then you got lost, you couldn't find your way back?
Yes. There were no buses, so I had to go by foot.
What's your name?
Morgana.
I like your umbrella.
Thank you.
And your earrings are also good.
Thank you.
Okay, what is the biggest regret of your life?
Probably, I should put my clothes on, it's freezing.
I love Stupid Street. Dan, what? Can I come with you next time you go? They sound like my kind of people. So, Claire, that was the residents of Stupid Street there.
Mm-hmm.
They're stupid.
They are.
I particularly enjoyed the man who says his biggest regret was squandering his money on sweets and toys at the age of six and not investing in the property market, which, to be fair, it is stupid.
Yes.
I mean, what an idiot. So we didn't get any Scott Mills points there. You said a haircut or tattoo, biggest regrets. I said relationship or marriage.
Mm.
Did the woman at the end as well say that she didn't put any clothes on?
And it was cold.
I should put my clothes on, it's freezing.
Yeah, that is quite a regret, leaving the house with no clothes whatsoever. Claire, thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Is your biggest regret now coming on the air and not winning any points and wasting your time?
Absolutely, that's definitely one of them, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, it's a big regret. Sorry, Claire. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Lucy?
Yeah? Hello?
Yeah? You said that like I was really bothering you then. What? Leave me alone. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you, yeah.
Good.
Sort of bumbling along on the show today.
It's been great.
I did that thing of having too much sleep and now I feel all tired.
Oh, I did that as well. I don't start school till Monday, so I don't have anything to do, so I've just been sleeping.
I don't know how it works. It blows my mind. Too much sleep and you're tired? What?
I know, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Makes no sense, Lucy. I'm going to have to speak to a scientist to get to the bottom of this after the show.
Yeah.
It will be done. So you don't start school till when?
Sorry?
Who was that talking?
My friends are with me and they're really overexcited.
Okay, that's fair enough. I thought it was going to be a naggy mother sailing you to iron your new tie or something. When do you go back to school?
I start school on Monday.
Okay, and are you looking forward to it? Because usually, like, last week of summer holidays, I was a bit bored of going to Sainsbury's with my mum and watching my dad cut a conifer. I was ready to go back to school.
Yeah, no, I'm actually quite excited. I'm going to a new academy in Birmingham. I'm going to do digital broadcasting, so I'm actually excited to go back to school. For,
so that's a fun thing to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Beats geography.
No, not geography.
No, I said it beats geography.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Not deaf.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't do geography to save my life.
No. So, Lucy, you want to be on our TV trailer, which would go out next Friday night, just before EastEnders, for the Teen Awards.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried because we have no idea, and I imagine there's some sort of deadline.
Yeah.
But what is your talent? Why should we have you on our advert, Lucy?
Well, I've been dancing for 3 years, so I thought I could, like, throw that in. And then I just thought I'd be creative and, like, drum things, like the wall and stuff.
Okay.
Or, like, the wardrobe or something like that. I don't know. I just thought I'd be a bit different.
Okay, so it'd be kind of, like, a bit like Stomp the Musical.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Yourself, maybe banging some bins and kicking a wheelie.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That could be good.
Yeah.
I hate Stomp. But that doesn't matter. That's another day. So, Lucy, you could do some dancing. Should we get you to audition on the radio?
Yeah, that could work. But I'm in the middle of town at the moment.
But that's okay.
People might look at me a bit weirdly.
But, like, millions of people are going to watch you on the TV.
That's I'm quite excited.
So do you want to have a practice?
Yeah, I'll just say some moves and see how people react.
Yeah, it's going to work well on the radio.
Yeah, I know. They're just going to see my talent.
Hearing you dance is going to be good. Do you want to have a little go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what are you planning to do? What kind of moves? Is it kind of like samba moves or is it a bit more edgy?
No, it's street dance.
Street dance. Oh, very youth, very youth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to do some street dance? You're in a street, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Go for
definitely.
It. Okay, I'll play you some music for inspiration.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, the crowds are going wild.
I have my fans with me.
I mean... It was a great audition, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's just what we're looking
really
for.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, your moves sounded awesome.
I'm glad.
What's, like, your best move?
I don't know. I can do a flick, which is cool, but I won't be doing that in, like, the video.
Why?
Because it won't fit into, like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
I guess I could.
Well, you've got
I could,
to
I
film it off your laptop, so it'd have to be... I don't know, it might be tricky.
Fuck, yeah, I could do it outside.
Yeah, you could do it outside. Put, like, the laptop up to a window...
Yeah, exactly.
And then do a backflip outside.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite thing is? What I see street dance people do. I don't know what the term is, but it looks like they're sort of running backwards, but their legs cross over.
Yeah. I don't actually know what you're talking about.
Well, it's kind of like if you get your arms up by your sides.
Yeah.
As if you're about to like punch someone.
Yeah.
And then move them forwards and backwards like this. And then you sort of cross your legs in and out, but then you move backwards.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
You don't know what it means, you big liar.
Yeah,
I've seen, like, Jason Derulo's mateys do it.
I do know what you mean. I think
and it's really fast.
Because I'm kind of more like... But, yeah.
I think it's backwards, leggy, punchy arm thing. Anyway.
That sounds like a good name for it. I'll start calling it.
It's catchy. It's catchy, Lucy. Well, Lucy, thanks for auditioning.
No, it's fine, thank you.
I look forward to you beating some walls with sticks on our Teen Awards TV trailer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. I mean, she sounded good. Great moves from there. Some street dance would be good. Simone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very well. I'm quite I don't want to say that I'm knackered from pretending to do a dance in my chair, but I am. I actually feel exhausted from that little movement there. Where are you, Simone?
I'm just outside Glasgow.
Oh, okay. And what are you doing just outside Glasgow? Have you been at school today or college?
Yeah, school. Just back now, doing my homework.
Okay. When did you go back? Have you been back a bit?
Yeah, I went back on the 17th of August.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's what us Scots kids do, yeah.
Yeah. They're cruel up there.
I know, you are.
And so you're well back into the swing of it now?
Yeah, we are. Definitely. God, work's getting on.
Yeah. What's your talent, then?
I'm going to play the mandolin.
Oh, the mandolin!
Yep.
Do you know what? I was talking about mandolins to Annie Mack the other night on the radio.
All right.
We were saying you don't hear enough of it.
All right.
And she learnt the mandolin at school.
Oh, I see.
She's a jack-of-all-trades, Annie.
All right.
Mixing, mandolin, hair model. She does it all. But she said she quit the mandolin because there was not enough songs with mandolins in them. Do you have
there's really not. You've got, like, R.E.M. and that's about the only famous ones there are, I suppose.
Who?
R.E.M.
Oh, R.E.M. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard of them. Yeah, yeah. I think they're going to be big. So should we hear some mandolin? You've got to play mandolin to this, though. It's quite high-energy mandolin.
I suppose, yeah.
Could
right,
you do
okay.
that?
Give that a shot.
Could we do it?
Yeah, we'll try.
Okay, well, you go first, and then I'll... Because I'm really good at DJing. I'll mix in Calvin Harris Bounce.
Alright, here we go then. Okay, I'll just start now.
Yeah, go. Okay, here's the mix. I mean, that sounds horrible on my off, but we'll work that out. Simone, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's it.
Until I started mixing in that noisy record. And I quite like a mandolin.
Yeah, they're quite good.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could have some mandolin, some street dance. It's going to look like those sort of BBC that sort of like things that they used to have. Do you remember like the people waving the flags and stuff and that stupid ribbon thing that people do? Hate that ribbon thing. You know, like it looks like what you play with your cat with?
Yes.
Like a stick with a ribbon on?
Uh-huh.
And people go, oh, that's good. No. Just moving the wrists. Well, Simone, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So earlier on when we started the show, we wanted you to get in touch with totally inappropriate stories. Our hashtag for today is totes in a props. If you could send them in, you can 81199. Do we have someone on the phone? Are they on? Line one, hi. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hiya, who's that?
Hey, it's Jade.
Hi, Jade, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah, just had a major run back from the loo, but I made it in time and we're fine.
Oh, God, I need it now.
Oh, no, Jade, don't you go. Do you want us to hold on? We'll have, like, 3 minutes of silence while you go.
No, it's all right, I'll
hold. Okay, yeah, be horrible. Just hear the chain go. So where are you, Jade?
I'm in Halifax.
Ah, I love your voice, Jade.
Oh, thanks.
I love a Halifax accent. It's real good. Like, I'm in Halifax. So we're doing totally inappropriate things. Have you got something for us that you think is totes inappropriate?
Yeah, well, my parents went to see the Inbetweeners movie, like, before me. And then they came back. Yeah, they came back and said that I should have gone and seen it with them.
Yeah, that's quite inappropriate, isn't it?
A bit, yeah.
Because have you seen it now?
No, still not.
Still not, yeah, because there's bits in that movie that I think might be uncomfortable when watching with parents.
Because I see, like, the box set with them, so...
Oh, that's in this rude. All that talk of downstairs, poo gags,
sex scenes as well.
Sex scenes, awful. Awful. I've not seen the film, but I did see a thing in the paper. There's full frontal nudity in it.
Really?
Imagine going to see that with mum and dad.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad now.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't go. That's totally inappropriate. They were like, you would have loved it. There were sex scenes. It was full frontal nudity. I wish you'd come along, Jade. Well, Jade, thank you for calling us.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That is totally inappropriate. I hate that. I actually watched the film Wild, if you've ever seen that, with my mum and dad. If you've not seen it, don't put it on with your parents tonight. It's quite graphic. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. What's going on?
Nothing. I've just got off the bus, actually. So I'll be
able to hear
it going by.
There it is. Bye, boss.
Yes. Bye, boss.
Where are you going or coming home from?
I've just finished working in the pub.
Okay, how was it?
Yeah, it was all right. Pretty slow day.
No one more wasted in the daytime in there?
Sorry?
Anyone a bit way in the daytime in there?
No, not today, but we did have one yesterday that was a little bit drunk when he left.
Oh, God. Leaving at 5, wasted. We've all been there.
I know. Middle of the day as well.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it? Anyway, let's not talk about this, because this is weird. Save that for Alid on the surgery. What's your totally inappropriate story, or is it drunk people in the day?
Well, one day I went shopping with my boyfriend and some friends, and we were standing at the meat counter, and I decided to touch my boyfriend's bottom, and when I turned around, it turned out that it was actually my best friend's bottom. And I just stood there, and I had a bottom in my hand.
So you were just holding on, sort of cupping your friend's bottom?
I was, yes, because I thought it was my boyfriend.
Whilst looking at some meat.
Yes, looking at some meat.
What's the meat counter got to do with that?
I don't know. We just stood there, I thought, you know, packing on the bottom and...
Just gazing at some salami?
Yeah, and I'm a vegetarian as well.
Oh, God. It could have been worse. You could have put your hand on, like, some sausages and felt something else. That could have been worse.
Could, but yeah, I went bright red and started laughing hysterically and fell to my knees laughing.
Oh no, not falling to your knees laughing at meat again, Vicky. Well, thank you for calling us.
Oh, that's okay, thanks, Grimmy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Very, very good. How was your day?
Yeah, it's been okay. Just went to the dentist, which isn't too good.
Oh, who's that?
It's my twin sister, Helena.
Oh, hi, Helena. Get your own radio calling. Do one, Helena. How was the dentist? Did you go everywhere together? Did you go together?
We did go together, actually.
Oh. Who's got better teeth?
I've just had the braces, so I've got the perfect shiny white.
In your face, Helena. So give us your totally inappropriate story.
Okay, my totally inappropriate story is my ex-boyfriend bought me bubble baths for my 18th birthday when I spent £150 on his 18th birthday.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting, totally inappropriate, and hence why he's my ex.
Yeah, you just get rid then, just dump on site. Unwrap and dumped.
I know, I saw it and I was like, what is this? And the really embarrassing thing is his mum and dad bought me more birthday presents than he did.
Oh, what did he get you for Christmas, like matching conditioner?
No, broke up before Christmas.
Oh, broke up, okay, good.
I don't want to have that embarrassment.
Yeah,
again.
Good maintenance, just get rid.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Grace.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. That's totally inappropriate.
Podcast.
It is Nick Grimshaw in for Scott Mills. Hi. With you until 7 o'clock tonight, then Zane will be here. He's got a big old show tonight, brand new stuff from Florence and a session from Laura Marlin. But forget about those women, because we have another woman here, a foreign international superstar. Our mystery guest is here. Now, before we reveal who you are, don't laugh, you'll give it away. The fans will know. All show, actually, we've been asking people to send in messages for our mystery guest. I didn't know who it was going to be. They obviously didn't know who it was going to be. So we have some mixed questions.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll start with some normal ones. Kelly Clarkson is here, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, I was like, wait, are you going to say it at some point?
Yeah.
I was like, because I'm going to start talking and they might figure it out.
They might figure
accent.
It out.
Yeah.
Maybe. She's American. It might be quite weird if we did the whole interview as a mystery guest and then
that,
never,
I know, I was like,
never said who it was.
That's what did you hear? I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my interview.
Voice. Yeah.
How are you, Kelly Clarkson?
I'm great, actually. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
Awesome.
The show has been... It started shoddy, if I'm honest. It was a bit shaky at the start.
Oh, let's end it well.
Yeah, I think these are going to be the good 50 minutes. This is going to make the podcast, Kelly Clarkson bit. It's going to make it. But are you well? You're good? You're enjoying London?
Yeah, I always do. I just love London, yeah.
When did you get to London?
I think like 3 days ago, yeah. Then we came from Berlin and, yeah, just been working. I got to walk in the park yesterday, though, so I wanted to just get out. Because, you know, you see studios and you see the hotel and you do interviews and stuff during promo. So I got to take a walk in the park yesterday, so it was good.
That's nice. Because I always think the life of a pop star is the best job in life.
Well,
you're
it's
a
not
pop
bad.
Star.
It's, yeah,
good.
It's not bad, yeah.
But then when you actually speak to a lot of them, they're like, oh, yeah, it's good, but you don't get to see... The city. They're like, I've been to India, or I've been to Singapore,
you have to, like,
Brazil.
Fit it into the schedule.
Yeah.
Or else you'll just see the airports and
just
hotels.
Airports. Yeah. Just all hotel rooms. And it's mainly a hotel chain, so you've just been in like one room for a year and a half.
Yeah. It's really just that a lot of times.
So you got a little bit of a walk in the park yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I was missing my dog, so I wanted to walk in the park in hopes that there would be a dog. And I met a little dog. His name is Ewok, and I met his owners, and he's super cute.
I love that image of Kelly Clarkson in a park.
I was like hunting for a dog. I was like
stalking.
Dog. I know. I was like, I just need to pet one. I was like, I miss my dog so much. So,
can you not bring it over now?
No, they always say it's weird with customs and stuff. So I don't want to ever. I don't know. I don't want them to go through some kind of weird probing or something. I don't know what they do, like a disease control or something. I don't know. So I don't want them to get, like, I don't know. So I leave him at home.
Yeah,
so.
Leave him at home. How big is he? Could you just pop him in your
bag? There's two. I have two little, I have a rescue ranch with many dogs, but they're bigger. But I travel with two.
Uh-huh.
A little Maltese and a little miniature Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle?
A Labradoodle.
Which is Labrador and Poodle, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's got a little Jerry curl. He's a black dog. He's so cute.
Oh, I like Labradoodle. I'm desperate for a dog, Kelly.
Oh, my God. They're the greatest.
I'm really desperate.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad never let me have one.
Why?
I don't know. I was obsessed with dogs as a youth. I had a little nerdy dog book.
Well, why wouldn't they let you?
I don't know. Weird. My mum was like scared of dogs or something.
Oh, or maybe she just didn't want to pick up after it or something.
Yeah, I think she'd think it'd be like the hamster, the budgie, the cat. And the two rabbits that I had.
You were that kid?
I was like, I love them!
Yeah.
Put them in the bin.
Oh, my God.
Next day. Over it.
Oh, my God.
But no, I still want a dog, but they never let me.
Well, you know what? You're grown up now.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. But now it's my housemate who doesn't want the dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get new housemate. Get a new... Yeah.
That's what I'm planning to do right now. I looked at a house today. Not even joking.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I was like, does it have outside space for the dog?
Yeah.
My friend's like, you don't have a dog. I'm getting one.
Yeah, exactly. You got to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm planning on getting a Hungarian Vizsla.
Well, I don't even know what that looks like.
Let me Google one for you. They're really good. They're kind of like the most handsome dog.
Oh.
He's kind of
You're going to be one of those people.
He's kind of like an anorexic.
You're going to be like a best in show guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Paying for your dog.
I've wanted this for a while. My friend just got one. He's kind of like an anorexic Labrador.
What?
Like a bit of a skinny like Labrador and Atkins.
Oh, that's cute.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
A golden retriever at Weight Watchers.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it looks like it? The face in that isn't a golden retriever. It's more of like a, what is it? Does it look like kind of like a pit bull or, I don't know, the face is a little more stout than a golden retriever. I have a golden retriever as well.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. Pumpkin.
Oh, Pumpkin. Yeah. I like that. So he's like an edgy vegetable.
Yeah, she's a little, yes.
I mean, I'm stuck with a name though, but we can work on that.
Okay.
We can work on that. So how long are you here for? When do you have to say bye-bye to us?
We're actually leaving tomorrow, I think, because we got to do Switzerland and then we're going home to do a couple dates and then we're going to Australia. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place to go?
Actually, I'd say I love Australia, actually. I just love it because it kind of reminds me of Texas. You know,
right.
All the people are very laid back and, you know, not really filtered. they say whatever is on their mind and inappropriately, and I love that. So, I think probably I love going to Australia.
Never ever been me.
Really?
Never ever been.
Oh, it's pretty awesome.
I should go.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll come with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Bumpkin.
Oh, yeah?
Pumpkin, whatever it's called. So all show, we've been asking you people to send in questions for you.
Okay.
You were a mystery guest, so I didn't know who it was. I was kind of worried that it was going to be someone not that famous, and I wouldn't recognize them.
Oh, right.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. I have that fear every time I go to an event, because I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be on a red carpet, and somebody will come up and say something, and I'm like dying for my best friend that's next to me that, like, knows everybody. I'm like, please don't. I'm like, I have no idea who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
I want to vomit because I get so nervous because people get mad when you
don't
know who
they are. Oh, really mad, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not trying to be offensive. I don't know.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Well, it's not even that I'm busy. I read a lot of books. I don't look at magazines and I don't watch a lot of television unless it's what I buy on iTunes. Like, you know, like, so it's like, I just don't know who people are. So I get so nervous.
Uh-huh. So you have to be nice to everyone in case it's someone.
Well, I happen to be nice to everyone.
That's good. Yeah.
But I mean, they do get upset when you don't know them.
Yeah.
So. Like, I don't get upset when somebody doesn't know me.
No.
Who cares?
No.
Yeah.
You don't mean like, who's this grandma? And
yeah.
Like, that's Madonna.
That's my, oh, yeah.
Who's this weirdo man touching me? It's Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, my God.
Has it happened really bad?
Like for me? Like
yeah, and you've
people?
Had no idea who it is?
Yeah, that's happened real bad.
Who was it?
I can't tell you because then they didn't know. I got away with it.
Tell me off mic and I promise I won't tell you.
No. Yeah, you told me that.
I didn't.
No, it wasn't. I felt really stupid because I loved him.
It didn't go out.
Oh,
it didn't go out.
Okay,
but that's a good one because that was someone who is legendary.
Yes,
legendary music maker.
I totally thought he was just like working backstage and was like, man, no, literally, like he was just like, oh my God, girl, I love your voice, and da da da. And he was being so nice, and I was like, oh, thank you so much. Like,
get me a coffee.
And he walks, and no, I didn't say that. No, and he walks away, and my publicist was like, are you for real? Did you not know who that was? And I was like, no.
The coffee man.
Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, I felt like such an ass, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That does happen, though, because if it's someone like that who you loved when you were little and they've grown older, obviously they're not still dressing
well,
like
that. Well, I never had it. I never watched MTV. We didn't have that in my... We had, like, the basic 8 channels. Uh-huh. We didn't have cable in my house. So, like, I never even saw... I've never seen him before. I just heard his music. Like, so I didn't know what to look for. I mean, I knew a little bit of what to look for, but that's it, you know?
I love that. You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You could have had a collaboration.
Well, there you go. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You're going to have to read some crappy magazines.
to know
who these
people
are.
You know what, though? I feel so old. I passed them, like, in the airport, the magazines. I have no freaking clue who any of them are. Yeah.
I like it when I go to America and I read them, because I'll be like, if I'm flying back or something, and I'm like, bored, so I buy all the magazines. So
yeah.
I have completely no idea who it is, but I'll be like, look at this lady, Debbie Gold, divorced twice. Don't know who she is. Still got an opinion on her.
Yeah. But
like... I literally found out who the Kardashians were about 5 minutes ago.
Oh my, are they not? Seriously, I feel like she should go into some kind of breeding thing because she makes the most beautiful people. Like, I think she should start selling children. Like, you know, like I will have your baby for you because obviously she's got some kind of golden womb. Because every child that comes out of that woman is breathtakingly beautiful.
The mom, you think the mom should do it?
Yes!
Like a baby farm.
She's got like five beautiful children. Like, they're just
that
amazingly
would be a good
gorgeous.
Idea. She could make so much more
I'm
money.
I'm saying, if I popped out kids like that, I'd make money off that.
Maybe so. That's why they're rich, because I've got into it since, and I don't know why they're rich. But they're so rich. But maybe she's giving out all the eggs.
You know what? Those would sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Because they're not ugly.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Got me a Kardashian egg.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to fertilize it. I'm going to have wonderful children.
Yeah.
What do they do?
I don't know.
They're so rich.
I think, wasn't their dad the lawyer in the OJ thing?
Oh, yeah, he probably paid him a bit of money.
Yeah, he's probably not poor, yeah.
It's quite an expensive case.
Well, and Bruce Jenner is like their stepdad, I think. So.
Who's he?
Bruce Jenner, the Olympian.
Oh, okay, but they don't make loads of money, do they?
I think so, off of sponsorship.
Sponsorships,
yeah. I think they're not poor, yeah.
No, I suppose like that, yeah, because they do it for the love of whatever he did.
Yeah.
What, was he a runner?
I have no idea, honestly.
Is he the man who lives in the house?
He's a little
with Chris.
Older than me. It's a little out of my generation. Uh-huh. So I don't know.
I don't know, but he's rich.
He's an Olympian.
Important.
There you go.
And
I
rich.
Knew that.
So that's what's important.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Kelly Clarkson on Radio 1. That is Mr. Know It All. So we're just having a gossip there.
Beautiful.
Hey?
The girls are beautiful.
I was just teaching Kelly Clarkson all about our British. Kardashians,
version, yeah.
The Ecclestons.
That girl that you just showed me, I don't know what her name is, but...
Tamara.
She's definitely not ugly. She's beautiful.
She's not ugly. But she is a British Kim Kardashian, isn't she?
Yeah.
You think? Like her, just not as shiny. Nice teeth, but not that nice.
No, I'd say they're pretty close. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Look at that face.
You have some high standards,
no,
my friend.
No, I'm just saying she's the British version of.
Okay.
Because Americans like do it the best, don't they? Like, no one has a cleaner face than an American.
What?
Why is it so clean?
No, I don't think that's
true. Why is Kim Kardashian's face so clean?
So clean? I think that's just work, right? That's been done or something? I don't know.
Maybe. Washes her hair 15,000 times a day.
She's got beautiful hair.
I don't think it's hers.
Well, I'm just telling you, whatever it is, she looks good.
She bought some wonderful hair from some Eastern European children.
Well.
And she's had it really nicely sewn into her head.
Oh, my God.
She has! Might be us.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Have you ever met them?
No, we've been at the same event before, and I've kind of seen her passing or whatever, because we, you know, you work at those shows, you never actually get to talk to people, mm-hmm. but she's just gorgeous. You think, like, you see her in magazines or on TV or whatever, and you're like, oh, man, she's gorgeous. But, like, in person, it's like, I almost felt like a lesbian. Like, I was looking at her that much. I was like, wow.
Drooling, yeah, rubbing just,
like,
your thighs.
I, like, people actually come out, like, looking like that. That's, wow.
I don't know how it happens.
Yeah.
My friend had a
it's
fan
her mom.
Photo. It's the
his
blood.
It's the mom.
It's eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. My friend saw her at an event and had a fan picture with her. And was like, can I have a picture with you? And she's like, yes. And they took a picture and there was no flash. So she said, flash. Flash is your friend.
What?
Flash is your friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that rule.
Yeah, flash is your friend.
Oh. Usually, just, you know, a good mood lighting is my friend.
My friend.
A little darker than normal.
My friend is sort of 7 steps back. Back a bit more. And one
step
back.
A little to the left.
Yeah.
Out of the frame.
And I'll just put my hands over my face. Snap away, guys. Looking pretty good. Right, we've been asking people to do this for 2 hours, so we should probably do it.
Okay.
We ask people to send in random questions for you.
Okay.
And it's ready to have them. Should we have that nice music that we have when Smooth Talking Dan does things? Hang on, I'm going to get some nice music for you. Here we go. I think this is quite nice music.
Wait.
Put your headphones on, Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Do you like this?
Down.
Inside Kim Kardashian's brain.
Oh my God! You're such an ass!
Brush my hair.
Oh my God. I don't know if she's stupid.
Buy some shoes.
No!
I don't know.
I don't know her either. I think when someone's
look at
that
my
pretty.
Dress.
Oh my God!
I might get married. I joke. Come on, let's not. Don't slagger off Kelly Clarkson.
I'm not.
God, you are so two-faced. You come on this radio, you destroy Kim Kardashian.
I did not.
Okay, questions from the public.
Okay.
We asked them to text in on 81199 random questions for our mystery guest because I didn't know who it was. They didn't know who you were.
These are going to be interesting questions.
Yeah, because what would you ask if it was a random anything?
I don't know. Yeah.
It'd be food related, I think.
No, mine would be stupid. It'd be like, hey, what's your favorite movie? I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be something like that.
Yeah.
Stand by for who's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Aaron in Bournemouth, best place that you've ever been on holiday?
Tahiti. Yeah.
Why Tahiti?
Oh, I mean, well, why not?
Why the hell not? It's pretty good.
It's pretty awesome. Just the water is beautiful and all that, yeah.
Real nice. Ellie in Sheffield has been on. Do you prefer baths or showers?
Showers.
You think?
Well, I just never have enough time, so I'm always usually rushing. So.
And always too hot in the bath.
Well, and I'm one of those people, I don't take baths. I like sit in, it's like a, it becomes a pool. I sit in there so long and I watch a movie or read a book. And so, yeah. And my skin, I get all pruney.
Yeah. I always think it's a lovely idea. Nice relaxing bath.
And then it's just your pruney and it's gross.
I always get in, burn my ankles. I say like, put a bit of cold water in. And then get in and then I get a bit hot.
Don't like it.
How about, what was your first haircut? Says Hannah.
Oh, my mom did that whole like bowl cut when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was like a towhead. I was all blonde, like blonde. And it just went right over my eyebrows all the way straight across. I mean, it was just bad.
I had a bowl cut also. I think it's pretty sick.
It's pretty gross.
Big look.
It's gross. I don't think sick in a good way.
No, just actual vomitus.
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah.
Tom harvesting in Suffolk. Sounds quite English, doesn't
it? Yeah, I was like, wait, was that a question? I was like, harvesting what? I was like,
harvesting in Suffolk?
Yeah.
Fancy it?
Yeah.
Have you ever shot a duck? He asks.
No, I go skeet shooting, but I shoot clay pigeons, like the fake.
I'm desperate to do that.
To skeet shoot? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it? Skeet shoot.
Skeet shooting?
Okay, never heard of that.
I don't know, that's what we call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shooting clay pigeons, but no live ducks.
No, I don't shoot it, yeah.
No. Have you ever posed for Playboy, says Lee in Essex?
Yeah, every day. All the time.
I'll tell you what, me and Kelly Clarkson never stop doing
it. Yeah.
We've got them out right now.
Yeah.
Howard, what were you working as at the age of 18?
Like my job?
Yeah.
I worked in a movie theater and a cocktail waitress. Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is quite good, actually, finding out facts that I would never ask you.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to interview people like this all the time. What did you do when you were 18? What's your favourite cheese? Questions Paul in Plymouth.
Pepper Jack. I like the spicy.
What's a pepper jack?
Pepper jack cheese?
Like rolled in pepper?
No, I mean, it's just spicy. It's a spicy cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have to check that one out.
It's good.
Daddy or chips, says Oliver.
What?
Daddy or chips.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips. Daddy or chips.
Like a father or chips?
Yes.
What the hell kind of question is that?
It was on some advert in the olden days.
Oh, I'm going to say it was like this chips because I don't have really good dad situations.
And she was like, daddy or chips, daddy or chips.
Oh, I'd say chips, but I don't want to like chips either.
I think I'd go chips.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always there for you.
Oh, my God. You should not just be on radio. On. Your facial expressions are amazing.
I think I'm just trying to reason with you. I think it'd be nice. Kaylee, when did you last have a toffee crisp?
What, a crisp? Like
a toffee crisp. It's like it's an English delicacy. Like a chocolate bar, like a Snickers or something.
I don't really like that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a Snickers. I'm not like a candy bar girl.
No?
No.
Oh,
I'm
my
like
God.
A.
I thought we were getting
like cupcakes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kaylee, no. Do you perform at kids' parties, says Matt?
Yeah, all the time. Right after my Playboy shoots.
Don't get the two mixed up.
Yeah. One time I did, it was kind of awkward.
4 months in jail.
Yeah, this is what you do with the balloon.
You don't. Nat, if you were the opposite sex, what would your name and job be?
Well, it still could be Kelly, because it's quite a common male name. My occupation?
What would you be if you were a man?
Male stripper. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wee, helicopter.
I just want to wear, a banana hammock.
What is the worst Christmas present you've ever had, says Steve.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm actually one of those goofy people. I like any present.
Anything?
I've never received anything that's not good.
Hey, how about, this is not good, and I don't want to say this was bad, in case that she's listening, but how about, in case my sister, she is listening, she bought me for my birthday, she's like, oh, well, I'm not going to post your birthday present to London, because she lives in Manchester.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll give it to you when you come up, so I'm thinking, well, this is like a car or something, this is going to be something pretty big.
Can't be something she can ship, it's got to be big.
No, it's got to be massive.
Okay.
A fox's tail.
A what?
The tail of a dead fox.
Why would you send? Why is that, like, good luck or something?
No, that's a rabbit's, foot.
Yeah, huh? Are you hunter or something?
No,
I'm like. Well, what was the reasoning? She didn't.
She
say?
Said it might be nice if you put a bit of ribbon through it and tie it to a bathroom door.
What?
That's what she said.
I think your family should have a show because that just sounds like it would be awesome.
That's what she honestly said.
Oh.
But then the worst thing was I put it in my suitcase because I was traveling back. And then I couldn't find my train ticket, so I was like, oh, my train ticket's probably in my suitcase. It's in Manchester Piccadilly train station. I had to open up my suitcase, get my fox tail out.
And people are looking at
you. People thought I was doing performance street art. Everyone's like, oh, this will be good. He's got a tail. See where he goes with this.
Oh, my God, it's random.
Weird. What are your thoughts on tigers?
I love tigers.
Yeah?
Yeah, white tigers are my favourite.
Oh, okay, that's from Jen in Cardiff. I have a question for the mystery guest.
It's quite a weird question, though, right? Like, what are your thoughts on monkeys?
Oh, I hate monkeys.
You know what?
Kill them
bananas.
All.
Talk. Like, it's like, what?
Real weird. There was some like that.
That's awesome.
Question for your mystery guest. Who is your role model celebrity? Who do you think is good for the kids out there?
Role model celebrity? Like, for me or just are the kids? Like, that kind of thing.
Let's do for you.
Oh, for me, I'd say Annie Lennox. I'd like a career like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's sick. And political.
I can dream big, but but I hope.
Hello, Mr. or Mrs. Mystery Guest. Would you rather be covered in hair or completely bald everywhere? So fully hairy.
Bald everywhere. I hate hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hate it.
Get rid.
Yeah.
That's from Craig. And this one relates to it. Our last one. Steve, okay. When was the last time you shaved?
Shaved, like, under my arms or something? Like a girl? Like, I mean, where were you?
I guess, because you famously don't have
morning.
A beard.
Yeah, well, maybe I shave it every day. I don't know.
Maybe.
No, this morning, I guess, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Under my arms, I'm wearing a dress, so I thought that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Paula Cole, you right off the bat. So.
Yeah. You don't know, Julia Roberts. Kelly Clarkson, thank you for popping in to see us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That worked, I think, didn't it?
I did. We did well.
I think it was fun, and I didn't have to do any prep.
So apathy at its finest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to see us, Kelly.
Thank you very
much.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.